Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by Texas First Bank on Sports Radio 610.
All right, Robert Griffin, he's putting out a book. This is the announcement from Copper's Co's Finest, currently with ESPN, on the book that is coming out.
What's up, guys? I'm so excited to announce that I wrote a book, and it's coming out in August 2022, titled Surviving Washington. Now, every experience that I've ever had has made me a better husband, a better father, and a better player. But I want you to take this journey with me as I walk you through one of the most dysfunctional franchises in all of sports. I'm going to tell you the truth about what happened in that playoff game in 2012 against Seattle. I'm going to detail the medical mismanagement that I received during my time in Washington. I'm going to open your eyes to the sexual harassment that permeated the walls of that building and give you a deep dive into a power struggle between one of the most powerful coaches in all of sports and an owner that many of you want gone. They say the truth will set you free. So here it is, unfiltered. Pre-order now.
All right, three things. First of all, that's a hell of a tone for, you know, given sexual harassment.
Misconduct, yeah.
Truths. Second, who the hell is doing a pre-order 9 months before?
Well, I should have thought about this earlier when you mentioned it. That book cannot possibly be done yet. I've done several books.
Yeah.
Once it's done.
Well,
and
look at you.
A little humble brag.
You're just killing it today.
Once it's done, and the manuscript, and he said, I've written a book, and the manuscript is sent, 2 months maybe?
That's the thing is, like, what if the book sucks? Don't you want to know if the book's good before?
And no, I'm thinking, what if he gets some cold feet on some of these bold statements that he's talking about? And isn't altogether forthcoming about him.
9 month pre-order? That just seems like a little bit dramatic. Now, Mike Florio, I will never say anything bad about Mike Florio because I think he does a good job doing what he does. I think he's one of the best archivers of the NFL, and he breaks news. So I'm not, but he knows about clicks and he stirs the pot like a mofo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't even think his pants got tighter when the Aaron Rodgers news, the COVID thing came out.
Yeah.
Like, there was no doubt. He's throwing out the thought, if Robert Griffin knows about this sexual harassment, why hasn't he said anything and why is he waiting until the book comes out? That's the Mike Florio angle there. What's your reaction to that?
I disagree with that because he wants to sell books. But I do think I do think there are some attorneys for the women who are going to say, we need to see that when we can't wait 9 months, you know? So he might have, he might have spilled a little bit too many beans there to get it done, because some attorneys from some of the accusers or people involved might want to get some of that.
Text line 2846 says RG3 is stupid smart. Yeah, he is. He was near the top of his class at Copper's Cove High School.
Mm-hmm.
A very big fan of Robert Griffin. Have been for a very long time. So it'll be interesting. I'm not going to pre-order anything 9 months in advance.
No,
nothing.
No.
I'm not going to book a flight 9 months in advance. I'm not doing anything 9 months in advance. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything 9 minutes in advance.
So you're doing like 4 or 5 months because you're already planning your Vegas trip.
Well, that's the draft, but I won't book till probably January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Got a couple Vegas trips before then lined up. So we'll see what
happens.
Oh,
really? A couple?
Couple. I got a family one in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Got a divisional, get there on Saturday, leave on Sunday. Divisional weekend one planned in January.
And then the draft.
And then the draft, hopefully. We got to make that happen. We can't.
Dude, you don't have to tell me twice.
We can't let that sneak up on. We can't wait last minute for that. We got to make that happen.
Absolutely.
Mike Tomlin. One of his wide receivers, Chase Claypool, said he wants practice to be more fun.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this wasn't going to end well for
Claypool. That's never
going to
go over well.
But Chase Claypool
said, "Why can't
we
just have more fun, guys?"
He wants practice to be more fun. He wants more music at practice. Mike Tomlin, one of the kings of the soundbite, one of the legends of the podium, hashtag podium critic, he was asked about it, and it went about how you'd expect.
Well, Mike Claypool suggested yesterday that he would like to have more fun at practice, maybe play some music. I'm suggesting you're not going to oblige his request.
Well, you know, Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is probably appropriate.
That's good. Just have more fun, guys. We need to have fun when we're practicing. Wasn't going to end well from the very beginning. I don't mind music practice. As long as they're getting it done.
Yeah, but some coaches don't want that. And if Mike Tomlin hasn't done it for this long, I don't think Chase Claypool. I don't think this.
Yeah,
is
what
the
are you
time.
Even suggesting it for?
Yeah, I don't think that this is the time. Did you know Tom Herman was in the NFL?
Oh yeah, he was. Isn't he like an advisor in Buffalo or something?
Like an offensive quality control guy
in Buffalo or Chicago?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Andy Staples tweeted out, quotes. Talked to Tom Herman today regarding rumors surrounding his name being mentioned for possible college head coaching and or coordinator positions. He told me that he's happy in the NFL and that his preference is to remain in that league. I said, I haven't heard one Tom Herman rumor
not
or mentioned for an opening till this tweet. And bet at least half of the people on Twitter didn't even know he was working in the NFL.
Yeah.
Andy Staples replied. Apparently he's getting a little snappy on this.
Well, good.
He said, that's funny, because I only called him when someone suggested he might be up for OC at Florida. And judging by the replies to that tweet, I wasn't the only one who heard that.
Well, he kind of tried to put you in your place.
Florida?
OC at Florida.
OC at Florida.
He's not going to do that. I think that was Tom Herman planting that just to keep his name out there. He needs to come back as the head coach at, I don't know, UTEP or somewhere, and then try to rebuild that like he did, you know, Houston and go from there. He's a UTEP kind of guy, right? Or I don't know what that type of school there. I've got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Apropos of nothing we're talking about, but I have been going back and forth during breaks and on the side here with a loophole.
Okay.
Big loophole. Who got into an office argument that was the dumbest office argument I've ever heard. And they're refusing to budge.
Okay.
So he was setting up like one of those small, like I'm imagining like a Nerf basketball, you know, goal. And he told the guys in the office, and he works with nothing but a bunch of brainiac scientists. And he was telling them, well, let's move the goal over here. And they said, that's not a goal. That's a basket. That's a rim or whatever. And I'm like, they did not. Apparently these brainiacs say that it's not called a basketball goal. That it's a basket. That's the dumbest.
No, it's a basketball goal.
It's a basketball goal.
Like that shouldn't even be paid any mind.
But it's been going. Apparently, it's been going on for several days. He asked me a couple of days ago. I said, no, it's a goal. That's why they have FG when it says field goal in the box score.
That's a basketball goal.
Yeah, and they're refusing to
or a basketball hoop,
goal, basket, bucket. But it's a goal. If you search it, like to buy one, they search goal.
Yeah,
it's a basketball goal.
It's called.
And then I just responded to him because just occurred to me here. What is it called when you knock the ball out of a basket that's about to go, the ball's about to go in? Goaltending.
See, these arguments are right up your alley. This is just a brush by for me.
But what I'm saying is they're refusing to budge.
Well, they need to. They're just locked in.
They're one of those guys that are they're right even when they're wrong.
Yeah, it's locked in. It's not going to stop.
Yeah. It's a goal.
What is it called?
It's a goal.
Basketball goal.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody except these brainiac scientists in this office.
I'm just glad office arguments are going on, John.
Me too.
I'm very glad.
Yeah.
I like to hear about office arguments. I think office arguments are healthy. I don't think we've had enough of those. It's good to see that people are arguing about at the office about stupid stuff like this. There was a day and time where going to the break room, someone told me about their 17 fantasy teams. I might roll my eyes. I would welcome that right now. By the way, the sales staff is here today.
There must be free drinks. It's got to be free drinks. What?
What are you trying to say about that? The sales.
They know it.
What?
None of them are going to be upset about that, about me saying that. Our sales staff drinks a lot.
They do?
It's implied in sales staff.
Yes, exactly. must be free drinks. Why are they all here today, aside from the free drinks?
It's Wednesday.
Getting back in the groove, man.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Good.
Maybe they're starting to cut. Maybe they're coming back in 2022. Who knows?
Yeah.
By the way, final month of 2021. Just sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Ridiculous.
It sneaks up on you.
I had a hell of a 2021, man. I got to admit. I know it was tough on a lot of people, but it was really good for me.
It was nice. Nice bounce.
Two
back.
Kids married in the same year. Bills are paid. That's the best part.
Life is good. Surround the NFL presented by the greatness of Texas First Bank. Coming up, the latest on Justin Reed, the latest on the Texans, and some old man takes. In the Loop continues next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Justin Reed, good to go. Be on the field Sunday. David Culley said he served his time. Water under a bridge, business as usual. So nothing to see here. Good to go. Justin Reed, number 20, should be on the field when the Texans take on the Indianapolis Colts. 713-572-4610. We need your biggest old man takes. John Lopez started this.
I did not, but I'm willing to play along.
He said if he made millions of dollars, he would try hard. We then had a notion that you shouldn't wear face masks. We should go back to the leather helmets. What are your biggest old man takes? 713-572-4610. I think Fitbits are dumb. I think I've been throwing some out there. I think Fitbits are goofy. If they motivate you, that's cool. I'm not trying to take away from your motivation, but just don't need your steps.
Old man takes for me.
Don't need your steps.
And just to be clear, I didn't say it the way you just said it, the way you just described it.
Odyssey app, be the judge yourself.
Yes, be the judge yourself. You can rewind. Up until about, probably less than 2 years ago, this is such an old man thing.
Oh, God.
This is such an old man thing.
Oh, God.
I used actual coffee pots. I didn't even, I went from coffee pots.
As opposed to what?
Keurigs. I didn't even go to like to the automatic drip coffee makers or anything. I like the coffee pot. The coffee, you put it in that chrome thing with the long neck and it bubbles and you pour, it just tasted the best to me. You put the grounds into the thing. I used an actual coffee pot.
Like a percolator?
Like a percolator. Yeah. And I skipped like the Joe DiMaggio thing, or who was it? Yeah, it was Joe DiMaggio had the Mr. Coffee. I skipped all the other stuff.
Okay.
And then somebody kept telling me it's different with Keurig. It tastes like that. It's better. So now I'm a Keurig freak.
So you're a Keurig guy.
But I was coffee pot guy.
All right. Here's an old man take. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. I don't like Uber Eats, man.
Really?
I don't. Like.
But do you like DoorDash?
No. I don't like
you
any
like
of that.
Any of those?
Look, if I'm going to order something, it's going to be a pizza. And maybe some Chinese food. I'm traditional there. I don't need you delivering me the chicken fried steak, the steak. I'm either going to the restaurant or I'm making something at home and making it do, or I'm getting some fast food. You're shortchanging yourself.
No,
I'm not a fan of this whole like, let's order DoorDash so that the French fries can be soggy. And so I don't like it.
It's so good.
I don't like it.
It's so convenient.
I don't like
some it. Are better than others. I will say that.
Would rather make my own, or I would rather, or I would rather get some fast food.
Yeah.
Can't get down with it.
I will give you a pro tip, though. If you're going to get a steak that way, get it rare. You can always pop it in the oven and get it the way you want it and get it hot again.
There you go.
What if you go uncooked?
Well, yeah, that's on you.
Just call, ask for blue, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just ask for blue.
You order steak, Jim?
No, I did it once and it was a mistake.
Yeah.
I'll never do it again. But if you do it, like when I used to work at Papa John's, we used to trade lunch on Saturdays, and I'd always get it like rare, and I'd run it halfway through the pizza oven. Oh, so good.
Dude, how fun is it when you can just mess around working at a food spot? My first job was at Arby's. We were doing some crazy things. Best. Couldn't imagine if I had Papa John's at my disposal.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll be doing some crazy
back in
stuff.
The day, there's an old man take. Back in the day, you had that around. I'm really, and you know this about me, I'm always kind of tinkering with new devices, new
yeah,
technology.
You are.
I try to stay right on top of it. Like I really just like anything new, gadgety. I'll try. Some I don't like, but I'll try. But I'm not. Most of my old man takes are more like lifestyle. Like I said, a coffee pot. You know. Then I went to the Keurig and I'm sold. But just stuff like that. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you an old man take.
You ever order French fries?
Like, what do you mean? Of course.
You order them?
Just fries?
Like to deliver?
Oh, only with wings, because I have wings delivered from Wingstop.
Dude, go get them. Get in the car.
No.
Hell is wrong with
you? I'm watching games, man, on a Saturday afternoon.
You wait till half.
I will say this. You need to reexamine your life if you DoorDash McDonald's. You kind of
Aaron Kapner did it.
You need to reexamine things.
Aaron Kapner did it.
You might have a problem, and it might be cardiac related.
She did it.
Yeah.
She DoorDash Mickey D's. I just don't like DoorDash. I don't order
Grubhub or any of those. Yeah.
No, none. Yeah, pizza yeah. or Chinese. That's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Can't get down with that. I don't like these electronic tickets either. I it's cool to be able to transfer them to people.
But you can't frame them.
Yeah, but you need the ticket in your hand.
Yeah.
That stinks.
That's an old man take, but I agree with it.
Yeah, like, why can't I buy CDs anymore?
Yeah.
8-tracks.
CDs, you used to have to, you kids used to, like, it used to be a real commitment because you didn't hear all 20 songs before and you damn sure couldn't sample it. So when you went to the CD shop and you had $12.99 or $9.99 or whatever, you might have known one song and then it was basically potluck. And y'all don't even know about Blockbuster Video. Blockbuster Video, you have to go there. The kids don't even have to deal with disappointment now.
Yeah,
it's all on demand. Click.
And then you'd
always
go to the counter. Anybody just return one?
Sometimes you had to wait like 2 weeks to be able to see the new movie because Blockbuster wouldn't have it. So you actually had to deal with disappointment. You kids just open it up, boom, click, play, the end, bada bing, bada boom. You never understand disappointment of not being able to watch it.
Yeah.
You had to post up. And then you would just go on like a desperate thing. You'd go up to the front at Blockbuster. Hey, do you have it in the back?
That's what I'm saying. Or did somebody just return it? So they could get it from the front there. Yeah, I remember that too. But I don't really have a lot. I do I'm not a big, I'm on Instagram and TikTok and all those just to kind of look for, like, I don't use them a lot. Like, you know, I don't use them a lot.
You know what else I'm starting not to like?
What's that?
Am I getting old? Like, is this like the beginning of the old?
You just had a birthday.
Like, gifts are getting out of control. Like, if you want to use it accompanied with something, but to use it as like a reply when you're talking, or like you talk smack and then you put a gif, it's annoying.
Dude, that's the hippest thing I do. What are you talking about?
That's a Larry David.
No, but you do it. Jim, I'm sure you do it when it, but
I'm the king of gifts. Ask my kids. They're like, Dad, that was perfect.
See?
I use them a lot too, especially on tweets. Just to kind of set a comment. But that's a Larry David. Remember the LOL episode? Instead of laughing, that one girl would just say,
yeah,
LOL.
Yeah, because people aren't really laughing out loud.
Yeah.
LOL is up for interpretation. Sometimes it just means you don't want to say anything.
Exactly.
I tried to mix it up a little bit. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Tapes were too much. CDs are, as far as I know, I can't get down with the tapes.
I used to like cassette tapes. That was when I was in college. It was all about cassette tapes, and you could record them and record off the radio. Did you ever do that, Jim? Recording your cassette tapes off the radio?
Oh, dude, all the time.
All the time.
My art teacher used to let us bring music in.
Yes.
And they did Beatles at 4.
Yeah.
On KC95 in St. Louis.
And I would record it on the cassette tape. Yeah.
Yep, all the time. It was great.
My first car had an 8-track player. Google it if you don't know.
My first 8-track was BTO, Taking Care of Business. No lie.
Mine
was 7, but I had one.
Aerosmith. Okay. Toys in the Attic.
Oh, that's a classic.
It is a classic.
I was talking to Myrtle the other day, and she misses albums.
Myrtle?
Yep. She misses the whole thing, you know, the liner notes, and you can open up the fold, and you got art.
That's how I know all the lyrics.
Yeah.
Do y'all order your groceries?
I did during the pandemic.
Still do it.
You still
do not shop anymore.
What?
Nope. I like going to the grocery store.
I love the grocery store, yeah. Man. Grocery stores are one of my favorite places.
Me too. I like going to. Plus, I just love to cook, so I kind of mix and match some things.
I just like going in.
Get
the
ideas.
Grocery store.
But during the pandemic, I did.
Here's the thing: you guys work middays, so when you go home and you stop at the grocery store, that's when the MILFs are in. If you go any other time of day, they're not there. So you guys get the MILFs before they get their kids.
Saturday or Sunday morning.
So
very strong.
When H-E-B, I was doing
Buffalo Speedway.
When I was doing mornings for so long, we'd get off at 10 a.m., right? And I'd go straight from here to go work out.
Yeah.
My workout place was very, very close to certain men's establishments.
Strip clubs?
Yes.
Why can't you just say strip club? What are you doing?
Dude, Lifestyle Fitness is next to the high school. Where you been going?
I decided. So 10:30 a.m. to about 12:30 p.m., it's on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on.
I feel like it's on everywhere in Houston.
It was really on there. It was really on. I got in such good shape.
713-572-4610.
That's your right arm.
I was like,
4489 on the text line wants to know what's your favorite fast food spot.
Not Whataburger. I know that's blasphemy. I love Whataburger. Don't get me wrong. It's top three.
Dude, we don't have them here, but White Castle is my jam.
White Castle is very, very, very
I've
good.
I've never had it.
Oh, it's great.
Very, very good.
Never had it.
I
like all fast food spots.
I do too.
You're not going to find one I don't like.
It tends to upset people, but I like them all. Chick-fil-A is not my number one, too. It probably goes number three, Whataburger, number two, Chick-fil-A, number one, only because of the breakfasts, man. I don't eat anything but breakfast at McDonald's.
To be honest, back when I was somebody and had a black card, Chick-fil-A was my absolute favorite place to go.
Yes. But the reason McDonald's is number one, because sometimes I forget my breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you hit that one by the high school.
Those sausage burritos can jam.
Yes.
They're just a dollar. You just throw them in.
Now, for the entire three meals, I would have to go Chick-fil-A or Whataburger. Yeah.
I'm going to say something that's very frowned upon.
Yeah.
Burger King has stepped it up, man.
I like Burger King.
Love Burger King.
Burger King has stepped it
up.
I
like Burger King.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. I like the fries, but I love the burgers.
Well, that's why you get the onion rings, sir, and it is elite. They're not like normal onion rings.
No?
No, they're not messy. They're very light. They got like the fried texture. The Burger King onion rings go in.
Waffle fries.
I've sold many a people on this.
Waffle fries at Chick-fil-A.
Delicious.
the absolute number one. There's not a close second.
Wendy's
maybe,
have new
McDonald's
fries.
Is second. McDonald's Dude, is second.
Wendy's have new fries that are excellent.
See, I feel like they always say they got new fries and they're never new
they
fries.
Do. They change them all the time, but they are new this time.
So
I went
they're actually
special.
New this time?
Yes, and
is that
good.
The boy who cried wolf? Because I stopped messing with them because they said they were new fries. They're the same fries four times.
No, they're new now and they're good. I hated the last ones.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Frank Reich versus David Culley. The battle of wits next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Frank Reich. Listen to Frank Reich's philosophy on RPOs. A lot of criticism for the Colts when it comes to, by the way, we took a trip to Indianapolis 10-15 with Kevin Bowen, who was on Hard Knocks, first seen last week. Hard Knocks is going to be on tonight if you want to get a look at the Colts. But Frank Reich was talking about philosophy and the criticism that they're getting for throwing the ball more than they ran it. And he just laid it out perfectly. And show just a little bit of why he's one of the most respected coaches in the NFL.
Assuming everybody's okay with the first half and the second quarter, when we're the run-pass ratio is heavy pass and it works, it's okay. But when it doesn't work, it's not okay. So I understand that. So let me just talk about the second half. You know, we come out, we go right down the field two times and feel good about what we're calling. There's 15 first and second down calls in the third quarter. Eight of those 15 plays are directed to Jonathan, three passes, and then rest were RPO runs. And then just really close out by saying, just this is kind of a philosophical thing. And I realize not everybody will agree with this and not everybody will like it, but this is just kind of who we are and who we're going to continue to be. Because when you're a one back offense and you have to find creative ways to handle all the run blitzes, because we have Jonathan Taylor in the offensive line, we have teams get very creative and run blitzes and in heavy boxes. So one of the ways to combat that is formationally to do things. Another way is RPOs. We're going to continue to not major in RPOs, but it's going to be a part of what we do. I'll just give you the numbers on those in the second half. We had six RPOs in the second half that were called runs to Jonathan that ends up getting thrown. And on those plays, we averaged 7 yards a play. One thing that I that I think is important to note that it's interesting about RPOs. They're throws, so you don't get, so if you, but you're calling the run. And if you average 7 yards a play on a run, you're going to be real happy with that. And I'm really happy with the productivity of our RPO game. It's been exceptional, and it was exceptional in this game as well. Incomplete, plus 15, plus 11, plus 7, incomplete, plus 7. That's almost 7 yards a play. So happy with that.
All right, there you go. Frank Reich, that's one sideline. Let's hear David Culley. And we've heard this. People think this is fake when we play it.
Oh, we had several texts.
It's not.
Yeah.
And
is that they
it
thought it was
times.
Like something that you created.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. I didn't touch anything. I got this straight from Drew Doherty and HoustonTexans.com. So there's a little philosophy on Frank Reich as far as RPOs. This is David Culley going through all three phases and what the philosophy will be on the other sidelines opposite of Frank Reich.
Well, first of all, we're going to have players that are smart, tough, selfish, and all about being a Texan. Offensively, we're going to be a team that's basically going to be very flexible. You may see something one week that you may not see the next week, but we're going to be flexible. We're going to be an offense that that's going to be an offense that will be an offense that you may not have seen last week, but it's flexible enough that people are going to have to defend us. You're going to have a defense that's going to be aggressive, attacking, that's going to do the right things, that's going to make people kind of lose their will, if I may say. And then you're going to have a special teams that is going to be as good as any in this league. But what you're going to have is you're going to have a football team that is going to be that's going to try to play every week winning football. In other words, what I'm saying there is this: winning football means is we're going to be a football team that the most important thing about football is the football. So that being said, as a player, especially on offense, is not to give that football to somebody else. If we got to go three and out and punt it, we're good. We're going to be on the defense is now. That is going to be the complete opposite. And special teams wise, when they go out on the football field, you'll see guys that are playing offense and defense that are going to go down there. And you're going to think right here that those guys think that they're the most important people on the field. And you know what? When they're out there, they are. That being said, what you're going to see is you're going to see a football team covering each other's butt.
All right. I have a serious question. What do conversations with Nick Caserio and David Culley sound like? Do they talk like they can't get like too deep into football, right? Like, because I think that David Culley is I think when it comes to life,
he knows football.
Nobody is smarter, does he?
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's been around long enough. He would have never lasted as long as he did if he didn't know some certain things about being an assistant, about practicing, some drills and some attacks on offense. And
so what is a conversation
route running
like
and all that
with him?
Well, that's where I'm going with this.
Sound
that's
like.
Where I'm going with. He knows like old school. Speaking of old school, you know, football. You know how to attack a certain defense. Watching the tape, all that stuff. And this is just my opinion, so don't take it necessarily as something that you know someone has told me. But just from what I picked up on watching him and especially here as the head coach, he knows that. But when you get into the intricacies and the grime of data and analytics, you know, we were listening to him before the show about, you know, when he decides to go for it on fourth down and he was talking about it, he has the data, but he normally just goes with his gut. That kind of, I know there are exceptions to every rule, but if you're going to be feeding all this data, this is the statistic that works for go for it, don't go for it, this or that. These are the devices we use at practice to determine how hard a guy is working, etc. Use it. Just use it as particular tools, not as defining things. I just don't think that conversation would go well because he just can't relate to that stuff. You know, to answer your question.
So what did they talk about? Like what is it just basically like telling him what to do? Because I don't know, like David Culley, like the grasp he has on life, the spirit, the way in which he treats people, the respect, like all that, like it goes a long way. But this is like, are they gaining anything from David Culley right now? I'm asking a serious question.
No.
Because Nick Caserio.
No.
Okay.
No,
there you go.
And no.
Okay. Thank you.
Because let's talk about the things that they want to gain. They want to establish a path to winning. Nobody left. That's truly what they want to do. It's what we want, everything. I know it doesn't look that way, but they want to establish a path to winning. David Culley isn't on that path. They want to establish a culture. Two things on that. David Culley can talk about culture all he wants, but it's someone else's culture that they want to establish. It's Jack Easterby. And none of these players, very, very few of these players that are going to be part of that culture are even going to be around. So, no, he is.
But, like, Nick Caserio seems like a guy that is, like, so smart that, and I'm not sitting here saying he's going to be a good GM, but I think I roll my eyes when he starts talking about like Silicon Valley and all that type of stuff. But Nick Caserio seems like a guy who could go to, I don't know, Target. And he could have a conversation with someone who works at Target. And I feel like he could gather that information. And regardless of how he uses the information, I think he's going to learn something that he can put into his everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what Nick Caserio, when I hear him talk, is gonna gain from David Culley. And when I hear David Culley talk about offense, defense, special teams, when I watch him in game, I don't know what David Culley is providing anyone with.
No.
Outside of maybe like some life skills that have nothing to do with football. Like maybe he's, you said it, like he's just the guy that can be the good soldier and do whatever they tell him to. But I just don't know, like, is it that important, or could you have brought in like a Jim Caldwell or something like that? Is he the equalizer in losing games?
He is the right guy for the job because he's willing to do it. Jim Caldwell might push back and be thinking that he wants to be the head coach moving forward. I think it's fair to say, doesn't sound great, but I said this the day he was hired as well. He's an empty suit. David Culley is an empty suit, but that's what they want. That's what they want. They want someone to do all the things that we've seen him do, from the Deshaun Watson stuff in training camp to Justin Reed. He's doing exactly what they want him to do. So in that way, he's the perfect hire. He's just not going to have anything to do with them building forward.
I just don't think he has a specialty, man.
No, receiving, wide receivers.
He was one of the. He wasn't.
I know. I get it, but that's a specialty.
If you go
had three touchdowns, right? When he was in Kansas City,
zero.
Well, zero.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
They went a whole year without a receiver scoring a touchdown. They had the worst pass game in the NFL last year in Baltimore.
But that is a specialty.
Philadelphia, they had awful receivers before they got T.O. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what the specialty is here.
Yeah, that's it.
And I like the guy. But it's one thing to do it in year one, man. Like, and I'm not sitting here saying, like, that the Texans next year are going to be competitive. But there is going to be a full draft class. More than likely, you're going to probably have eight guys that you're hoping make the team, and you're hoping are on your two deep. You're going to have free agency, so you're going to bring in some new guys. Hopefully, you have some guys that you think are chess pieces and not just checker pieces that are going to be here 1 year. What is David Culley going to do when that happens? Because right now, I can understand it. This isn't frustrating for me right now because No, yes, me neither. It's hard to watch him in game, but
no, me neither. It's not frustrating. Like, you just have to recognize what it is.
Let's pretend that the Texans have the 2018 roster
mm-hmm.
with Hopkins, Watson, et cetera. How frustrated would you be that David Culley was the coach?
Yeah, extremely, but it would never. I mean, that's a fantasy world.
So how
long
would
never be the case?
How long does everything that we say about David Culley? How long does that become costly? Because I don't think the cost is that high right now when you have these guys. Because a lot of these guys are going to be gone. When does it? When does David Culley?
Let me put it
halt
this way.
Progress.
When does David Culley doing his job exactly the way that they want him to?
Yes.
Start hurting.
Yes.
Next year.
Well, then you need a new coach.
I've been saying that.
Yeah, if that's the case, you need a new coach.
I think you're going to get a new head. I haven't predicted it or said that. I've said I could see where they get a new coach next year.
But the problem with that, John, is mm-hmm. that then all of a sudden you're in a situation where you brought in a guy for 1 year, he left, a job that already wasn't appealing. Who's going to take the job? Unless Caserio has a deal with one of his guys, and this would piss people off, I'd be fine
with it. Josh McDaniels
or Brian Daboll,
mm-hmm.
who are New England guys. If he wants to bring those guys in, okay, let's do it.
Now, he might already have kind of a wink-wink deal working because Tim Kelly's gone. He's gone. So if you're going to fire your offensive coordinator, are you just going to make Pep Hamilton the offensive coordinator with David Culley?
We don't know if he's good at that.
Yeah, exactly. So I would suspect – and I think the likelihood is high at this point that David Culley is a one-and-done head coach and they bring in the guy that's ultimately going to be the guy that moves this team forward.
Because, I mean, when you talk about startup, and Nick Caserio likes to use references like startup, like a lot of times when you're having a startup, stuff doesn't matter. Like certain stuff doesn't matter as much like early on in the startup. Oh, it doesn't matter. We don't have business cards. It doesn't matter. You know, we don't have a logo. Oh, we don't have an accounting department just yet. But once the ball gets rolling, mm-hmm. if you do what you're planning on doing, and I'm sure that Nick Caserio is planning on 5 months from now. And
he's planning on 3 years, 4 years from now.
But he's planning on 5 months having the best draft class ever. That's everyone's plan. You want to draft the best draft class ever.
Yeah.
Rookies coming into the league like that. Let's say he has the Chris Ballard draft class where you had Quentin Nelson and Darius Leonard. Or he has the class of last year where you had Blackman, who's hurt, Pittman, and Jonathan Taylor. He brings those in. Is learning from David Culley, like, is that going to hurt them so much to where a couple years from now when you decide to bring your guy?
You don't want things to start working in reverse.
But it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, right?
Not necessarily. McDaniel,
well, unless you have McDaniels or you have Daboll
right,
lined up.
That's what I'm saying. Not necessarily. If you have those guys kind of, you know, gentleman's agreement, behind-the-scenes agreement here that he's going to come in, one of them is going to come in, then you kind of have those little slivers of progress. The actual rebuild begins with, let's say, five picks in the first two rounds or three rounds and a new head coach and a new offensive coordinator. Well, okay, that's a first step in a rebuild. But let's say you get those five picks in the first two or three rounds and a new offensive coordinator and you still have David Culley, well, then that kind of works in reverse because he's not going to be here very long no matter what. So that's why I think it could easily be that they change head coaches this coming year.
And, I mean, I also think the fact that he was a receiver coach so long, I don't know how important a receiver coach is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had – when Bill O'Brien was here, he had one of his college coaches come over here, John Perry, who I don't think has gotten a job since.
Right.
He randomly brought John Perry here, and John Perry was overseeing DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller. So I don't know how important a receiver coach is. So David Culley, you can say, yeah, well, he was with Andy Reid this long. He was a receiver coach. Well, look who was the receiver coach when the Texans had arguably one of the best receiver duo of their entire tenure, John Perry.
Yeah.
Some guy who was coaching Ivy League, had never coached the NFL, and Bill O'Brien just handed him a receiver job.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all this experience and stuff, I think it's easy to hide someone as a receiver coach than it would be a coordinator or something
or
like
quality
that.
Control.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I just wonder if it's serious. On the text line, 713-572-4610-2345 says, is Josh McCown still on the staff? No, he is not. And I think that was actually one of the smartest things that's been done in this city for a long time. And I'm glad Josh got out because I love Josh.
Might hear from him again.
I love Josh. I think you'll hear from him. My prediction with he's not coming here. I'll bet you right now what
happens.
I'll bet you what happens with Josh McCown.
Okay.
I'll bet you right now.
Well, I'm not going to bet, but I'm curious what your thought is.
What's going to happen with Josh McCown? And I think Josh is going to be a good coach. And I was 2 feet from Hugh Jackson in Cleveland in 2016 when he said as much. Mm-hmm. He kind of fell into the guilty by association thing with Easterby. And that was when like Mike Silver tried to use him as like a target and stuff. But Josh McCown stepped away from the Texans to spend time with his kid.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen is Doug Peterson's going to get another NFL job.
Okay.
Doug Peterson, Super Bowl coach, Philadelphia Eagles. It's going to be either this year or next. And I think Josh McCown will be like his quarterback, like his quarterback coach or offensive coordinator, because Josh McCown, when he was in Philadelphia, was actually in offensive meetings. I think they even let him like mock call mm-hmm. plays.
I remember that.
So Josh stepped away from the Texans situation. I think he comes in with Doug Peterson, who he knows very well, and he gets back and he avoids this disaster. So
it makes a lot of sense, and I could see that happening. I just know they brought him in and had a 45-minute press conference when he was the third string quarterback.
Yeah, and then he realized real quick.
But
how
no, embarrassing that means they
that
love
was.
Them some Josh McCown.
Well, they should. Everyone does.
I know, but like love.
Yeah,
like
they should.
True love.
But I think he realizes that this is not a good thing. Because remember when he got the interview and there was like the race card being thrown out there and stuff like that. Mike Silver, I think some local people even tried to like clout chase on that. I'm not trying to like vaguely mention. I don't remember who it was, but. I think Josh was embarrassed by that.
Yeah.
And I think he did the right thing getting out.
Yeah, but they might make another run at him.
Well, Josh, just come back with Peterson, please. I don't want you to be part of this process.
Probably be the smarter play.
Now, after three drafts, come on down, Josh. I would love for you to be the next coach of the Texans, but that would not be a situation. But David Culley, interesting situation. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Some people say David Culley's in a bad position. No, he's not, because nobody else would hire David Culley to be their head coach. He's getting an opportunity that he wouldn't have gotten anywhere else. And I'll tell you what, the one thing I can say about David Culley, he has the strongest grasp of what matters in life that I've ever seen. He's one of the best dudes that you can imagine. So don't feel bad for him. His perspective is perfect. But with that said, you got to judge performance in this business. You got to judge how someone performs their job. And David Culley, he should have never been an NFL head coach in an ideal situation. Mm-hmm. And based on what we've seen so far, 12 weeks into the season, he doesn't look like a guy who knows what he's doing as an NFL coach.
I know, you know, it sounds harsh and probably is a little bit harsh to call him an empty suit, but I think it's accurate. But that said, I would be that empty suit in a heartbeat, man.
Yeah.
He's doing quite well for
himself.
He's
winning it, and he's enjoying it. And I can promise you that David Culley, when he goes back to Tennessee, he's going to be very, very, very happy that he was able to do this. And he got to share the moment with his father as well. More good perspective from the head coach of the Houston Texans, David Culley. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to go through the 2020 second round of the NFL draft. We'll hear what it sounded like in the Indianapolis Colts war room when they selected Jonathan Taylor after the Texans passed on him. We'll also hear from some of the Texans players. We'll get into the big weekend of college football, which has huge, huge local implications because there's a lot of future Texans that are probably going to be on the screen this Friday and Saturday when the biggest weekend of college football takes place. Thanks to Stanford Route for hopping on. Thanks to Kevin Bowen out there in Indianapolis for hopping on. Thanks to you for joining in. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. For the OG John Lopez, for Jim Mudd and for Figgy Fig, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop, manana, 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley, they are next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.